spaces of the city's most affluent streets. The furniture was tasteful. Luxurious drapery decorated the French-style windows. The hardwood flooring gleamed and spotless. And then there was the woman who greeted him at the door. Violet Shield. Something coiled and tightened in his chest at just thinking her name. The woman was like a vision in the desert, the warm smile on her face touching a softer part of himself he turned away from. A part of him he hadn't realized he'd pushed away until the moment the door had opened and there she had been. She'd been garbed simply enough in a starched apron and muslin dress of a shade of lilac that brought attention to her dark waist-length hair, which had been pulled back at the crown of her head. She wore no jewelry or adornments, save for a thin gold chain at her neck that caught the light when she turned toward him.
"How long will we have you in Gold Sky, Mr. Baptiste?"
Julian's eyes left, the glint of the gold chain to meet the eyes of the smiling woman he'd been trying very hard not to stare at. It was impolite, ill-mannered, and, well, he wasn't a man who stared at women. He was no stranger to beautiful women. Women who donned only the finest fashions, possessed advantageous familial connections, and moved through the world with only the kind of grace a charmed life could offer. It wasn't even that Violet was refreshingly unlike certain women who had scorned him, or even that she was like ones he found himself helpless to resist. Violet captivated him. Violet simply was. She spoke plainly enough, but Julian warmed to her husky tone and reminded him of summer nights. Her Mexican accent, light as it was, brought to mind the sound of flint striking steel. There was a strength in her. He could see it. He could hear it. Julian chanced a glance at her profile to see high cheekbones and full lips, dark lashes rimmed large brown eyes flecked with gold, and he suddenly chastised himself. He should not have noticed that about her, that her eyes held an ochre color unlike he had ever seen, but here he was feeling unnerved by this woman and fighting the urge to gawk at her. Julian Baptiste III had been brought up better than to stare at a lady, or at least until now. He was a gentleman enough to admit that he had been struck dumb the second Violet Shield had opened the door and greeted him with an easy smile, a genuine smile, so unlike what he was used to seeing from strangers. Life in New York City, even as a man with means and an influential family, was still exhausting. Because even if he was a gentleman, he was still a man of mixed heritage. Those who balked at shaking his hand or serving him were forced to bow before the Baptiste name, and so he'd learned to wrap that power around himself, clothe himself in it like the finest bespoke attire. He clasped his hands behind his back, careful to keep his eyes trained just over her shoulder. The woman's dark eyes were too soft for him to trust himself with. Julian was no stranger to guarding himself around women who might seek to find themselves in a compromising position with an heir to a fortune, but this was different. Violet's looks weren't of the trapping sort, but were the kind that disarmed for all their promised safety, tempting one to relax, and that was dangerous. If he wasn't careful, he'd forget himself and say something he would regret. He could feel it in his bones with the way she drew him to her. He cleared his throat.
"I'm sure through the summer, possibly longer, if the area suits me."
"You won't find our little town lacking for entertainment?" Violet asked,
scribbling in the ledger book the boarding house used to record guests. He smiled, finally moving his gaze to meet hers, and felt his heart squeeze.
"No, I expect I'll have plenty of entertainment on account of my sister and her family."
Violet beamed at him, and Julian felt himself go warm at her sunny expression. The coronary squeeze became nearly unbearable at the weight of such an expression.
"Shayla is gorgeous. You must be very happy to have such a perfect little thing in your family."
Damn it all. He'd been right about the ochre in her eyes. He nodded, looking away from her. "Quite, Maman is overjoyed by the new addition. I expect to be spoiling her entirely."